ladies and gentlemen. It's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Promo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, welcome, welcome. It is a beautiful Monday morning right here in Madrid, in the heart of Spain. How are you doing? A big special hello to all you delicious podcast downloaders. How are you doing? It's currently 8:30 a.m. Central European Time. We'll be going for the next hour live. How are you doing, Natch?
Very well, thank you.
How was the weekend, man?
Well, it was nice. Yes, I went to a concert.
Oh, dude, nice.
Was quite good.
I asked him what he did, how he was this when I got in this morning. But obviously, because we only have conversations in front of an open mic. So what concert was it? Who did you see?
A guy named Kike González, Spanish.
Kike González.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music is it?
Well, it's rock.
All right.
I think you say Americana.
All right, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool, dude. Oh, my God. I think you might win the weekend, dude. What did I do? I had a drink with star of radio, TV, and author, Kyle Miller. Went for a little afternoon drink with him. So on the first two episodes of Amazon's new Fallout TV show, another TV show based on a video game, I think we said, didn't we, like 6 months ago, watch that Hollywood is going to start making everything about TV shows, about video games, following the theme of Hollywood's obsessions. And here it is. Quite honestly, have you ever played a Fallout game? I doubt it, right?
No.
Right, well, they're kind of like RPG games, like role-playing games, set in an alternate future. And everything, the aesthetic is kind of retro-futuristic from the 50s. It's darkly comedic. And I've got to be honest, Amazon nailed it. It's really, really good. I only saw the first two episodes, but boy, did I enjoy it. I also played a little bit of Fallout 3. I downloaded it in anticipation of the TV show. So yeah, nice weekend, man. A nice weekend. Let's see who's joining us in the live audience, which are apparently, Natch, they want to call themselves the Bohemians. I asked, I released a little poll on Instagram. I don't know if you saw it. I think you did see it. And I asked them, you know, what's the name for our little community around the show? And just by the narrowest of margins, Bohemians won out over Probo Showers. This is the most inside baseball ridiculous conversation I'm having on the radio. But there you go. So, Bohemians. Although saying that, first messages this morning. BTI, good morning, Probo Showers. And Vero, good morning, beautiful Probo Showers around the universe and beyond. So, hell, I don't know. Instagram wants to call us Bohemians. Bohemian, I think, is quite relevant for the kind of show we do, Natch. If you look at the, as an adjective, Bohemian means socially unconventional in an artistic way. And I think if you're going to, you know, look at the people who enjoy our unpopular opinions, I think it's quite, obviously quite socially unconventional. So I think that's quite, I don't know, relevant. Good. Let's see what else people are saying. Pedro's with us. Good morning, Bohemians. Something wrong with the audio on Twitch? No way. Really? Let me see if I can I can fix that while I'm talking. Something wrong with it. Yeah, these kind of things, guys. These kind of things are sent to try us. So my bad if it's not working. It should be working in a second. Pedro continues to say, something wrong with the audio on Twitch. I don't hear anything. Good morning, Probos. Jeez, you know, I thought we'd settled this, Natch. I thought we'd settled it. Obviously not. Have I gone deaf? Too much wax, perchance? Me neither. Okay, everybody should be able to hear the show now. Hi, practicing lip reading today? Okay, guys. Jeez, the Bohemians, they don't hold back. I was just saying how we released a poll over the weekend. You decided to call yourself Bohemians, and only one of you, of the many, many people joining us live, have decided to use it. But whatever. Socially unconventional. I think that's a very great descriptor for our community. All right, let's see what else. Guys, by the way, if you want to join our amazing Bohemians, our socially unconventional crowd, you can do that at twitch.tv/, that's /professional Bohemian. Obviously, you can interact with the show outside of our lifetimes. You can do that on Instagram, at Professional Bohemian, or you can keep up with all the news, extra content, VODs and everything that I do on Patreon. That's Patreon. Barra Professional Bohemian. Professional Bohemian. Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. Vamos. All right, let's see what the wonderful elves have prepared for today's show. In 100 Humans, we ask them to name something people have to wait for. Nombre algo porque la gente tiene que esperar. Name something people have to wait for. In today's, in today's Complete the News, we'll find out about a water faucet in a Tokyo park and why a man was arrested. Yeah, it's as funny as it sounds, don't worry. And today's unpopular opinion, patience is not always a virtue. Yeah, just in case you haven't noticed, last week we did a virtuous theme as well. I can't remember what it was. Something about, I think it was being polite isn't always a virtue or something like that. Well, today we're picking on patience and see if we can get to the bottom of whether this seemingly virtuous trait is actually virtuous. But before all that, my friends, I'm here, you're here, the Natch is here. Let's look at some news, shall we? Let's continue with the chat, actually, a little bit. How are you doing? Everybody's celebrating. Now we can hear you. Welcome, friends. All right. A light-based chip. A chip not as in patata frita. Chip as in a computer chip. Un chip basado en luz. China's Tai Chi could power artificial general intelligence. Tai Chi de China podría potenciar la inteligencia general artificial. Research at Tang Tsinghua University. I'm sorry if that sounded racist. I'm just doing my best to pronounce that well, you know. Have created a groundbreaking AI chip named Tai Chi, which processes data using light instead of electricity. This light-based approach allows Tai Chi to be over 1,000 times more energy efficient than NVIDIA's high-performance H100 GPU chip. Now, if you weren't aware, the real kind of, or one of, the real roadblocks into making our AI exponentially better is, number one, training data. That is things it can read in terms of large language models, things it can see in terms of AI art and video, things it can hear in terms of music generation. We are getting to the end, believe it or not, of the information AI can possibly consume. So what does that mean? Well, it means that AI is starting now to consume its own data, which has potential flaws. Now, another cap in place with regards to AI growth is GPU. That's graphics processing power. GPU chips are generally the kind of, you know, when you get a video card in your computer so you can play better video games, or perhaps you produce TV like we do, you need good GPU. And this, Tai Chi, if proven correct and goes to the market, could be a game changer. 1,000 times more energy efficient. I know most of you know, if you keep up with the show, that energy consumption is a real concern with AI. Not just with AI, with mining Bitcoin, all that kind of thing that rely on GPU. So anyway, let's continue. The development of Tai Chi is particularly significant in light of US export restrictions to China, presenting a substantial advancement in AI technology with potential implications for artificial general intelligence. There you go. That piece of news, by the way, came from, I think, Interesting Engineering. Yes, it was. All right, next piece of news from Ars Technica. Sleeping more flushes junk out of the brain. Sleeping more flushes, más elimina desechos del cerebro. We tend to think of the benefits of sleep, right, as muscle regeneration and processing the day's events within dreams. Well, some interesting news with regards to that. Research from Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis highlights the importance of sleep in brain health, revealing that neurons remain active during sleep to facilitate the removal of metabolic waste. This cleansing process is crucial to the accumulation of such waste, could potentially contribute to neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. What they're saying here is that potentially increased sleep could stave off these neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's, which is fascinating, right? During sleep, slow brainwaves help circulate cerebrospinal fluid through the brain tissues, effectively removing debris. So what we're seeing here is literally, like your bathroom toilet, the brain flushes itself during sleep. Isn't that fascinating? The bridge says, so this is what it feels like to be a bohemian. Love it. And I love that you love it, Bridge. So yeah, interesting discovery, interesting announcement there from this Washington University School of Medicine. The study published in Nature also explored how neurons activate the glymphatic system. Glymphatic system, which performs this cleaning function. Further experiments on mice using different methods, including genetic engineering and the application of anesthetics, confirmed that active neurons are essential for the application of anesthetics, confirmed that active neurons are essential for the glymphatic system to function properly. So yeah, more than just regenerating muscle and tissue growth, more than just processing the day's events in a psychological way, our brain actually flushes itself in the evening. Fascinating. Okay, a final piece of news on the cards for today. Some good news with regards to renewable energy and everything of the sort. A major US state just achieved a critical milestone for nearly 2 weeks. Un importante estado de los Estados Unidos acaba de alcanzar un hito crítico durante casi dos semanas. And then there's a quote here saying, it's wild that this isn't getting more news coverage. Es increíble que esto no tenga más cobertura mediática. So California is the state in question. I'm sure that's not a surprise to most of you. I think California seems to be the seat of the ecological push in the states. California has achieved a significant renewable energy milestone, managing to power the state entirely with renewable sources such as wind, solar, and hydro for 25 out of the last 32 days. Wow. Marking a notable period of sustainability. Can we get a Probo approved for the entire state of California?
Probo approved.
They're asleep right now, but in bed. During their brain flush, they're receiving a nice Probo approved. It travels the airwaves, friends. They'll get it in 2 seconds. incredible stuff. According to Stanford University professor Mark Z. Jacobson, this is the first time the state has maintained 100% renewable energy over such an extended stretch. Historically, California achieved 100% renewable energy briefly during certain sunny days, but the recent consistent performance highlights a groundbreaking achievement in clean energy use. Look, guys, Silicon Valley, it's in California, my friends, and they consume a hell of a lot of energy, so this is fascinating news. Consistent performance, I mean, we've read about Germany achieving the same thing all over Europe. Could we be turning a corner into a more ecological, more sustainable future? Let's all hope so. Bridge here talking again. She says, if we are talking about brain drains, I am well versed. I had one put in. A shunt. All right, friends. On that note, let's move to today's unpopular opinion. By the way, if you're enjoying today's unpopular opinion, there will be another tonight. We have the Probo Show After Dark episode tonight at 6 p.m. possibly a little later. I do have quite a lot of things on the cards for today, so if I am late, I will let you know on Instagram. So do go follow me there, Professional Bohemian on Instagram, Bohemio Profesional, just in case I'm late or I don't make it back in time. I have to help a friend of mine with setting up his studio. All right, so today's unpopular opinion, today's brain fart, today's pedo cerebral is patience is not always a virtue. La paciencia no siempre es una virtud. Mm. How do you feel about this, Natch? True or false?
False.
You think false? Do you think they agreed with you on Instagram?
Yes.
A lot or a little?
A little.
You know, incredible, Natch. Your mojo is tuned to the frequency of the earth, to the zeitgeist, and it is indeed by very little. Not by our own show's rule, Natch, we don't even meet the standards for a definitive answer. 54% said false. And obviously there are a lot of ways to look at this, but no better lens is there than the pros and cons as prepared for us by our Probo Show elves. So we will get into these. Let's first take a quick look at the chat. Friday Conspiracy is here, joining us all the way from South Africa. How are you doing, Con? Welcome, welcome. Vero says, false. The ability of being patient is something that not everyone has. Many people burst with the minimum spark. Sam says, we forget we bring most of the things we use from abroad, like cars, plastic items, clothes, general items. So nor in California nor anywhere else are we really using much eco energy as we are really using. Now, that could be true, says Sam. That's from Sam. Let's get into the pros and cons. Here we go. So in the pro column, providing us with reasons that patience is not always a virtue. Let's have a look. excessive patience can lead to missed opportunities. Oh, true story. A caveat here. I am a very impatient individual. Something I work on, but I am super impatient. In scenarios where swift action is necessary, such as in business decisions, investments, or personal opportunities, waiting too long in the name of patience can result in significant losses or missed advantages. How many times in your life have you said, oh, if I'd have only been here 5 minutes earlier, I would have caught the bus, I would have not arrived late, I would have, you know, I would have been on time for the interview, I would have caught the beginning of my favorite TV show. Missed opportunities is the price of patience, in my mind, or in the mind of the elves at least. Perpetuating injustice. When faced with injustice or wrongdoing, patience can become an ember of the status quo. In social, political, or personal contexts where change is necessary, patience might delay necessary confrontations and actions, allowing harmful practices to persist unchallenged. Let's not say anything now. Let's be patient. Let's see how this plays out. Let's not do anything. Laissez-faire is the way to go. That laissez-faire management or leadership style. Patience can lead to excessive wrongdoing. I think that is pretty, pretty evident in world politics, no? But even in our day-to-day interactions, look, oh, maybe they're having a bad day. I'm not going to say anything right now. Which can quite often be the bad thing to do. You know, quite often it's much better to address problems directly rather than, you know, just waiting and seeing what happens. Stagnation in personal growth. In personal development, too much patience with one's own progress can lead to complacency. This might prevent individuals from pushing their boundaries or achieving their potential, as they might continuously give themselves too much leeway on the pretext of being patient. True story. I didn't make it on time today. We'll try again tomorrow. Too much patience with ourselves is a real hamper to personal growth, in my mind. And I realize I produced this show in Spain, the inventors of the mañana, mañana philosophy. I'm fighting an uphill struggle, you know? So what if I'm 20 minutes late? It doesn't matter. You can be patient, can't you? Quite often patience, or the expectation that the use of a certain amount of patience, I can find quite disrespectful, no? Someone shows up late with no warning. Oh, I've just set off. Or, you know, they say, you know, I'm on the way, and you can hear the shower in the background. Come on. Okay, final point in the pro column. agreeing that patience is not always a virtue. In interpersonal or professional relationships, excessive patience can sometimes be misrepresented as indifference or a lack of initiative. This could undermine a person's perceived commitment or engagement, potentially impacting relationships and career progression. Yeah. What message are you sending out when you're consistently saying, no, I'm just gonna wait and see? You're not, I'll tell you one thing you don't seem like you're taking initiative. You don't seem proactive, you know? And proactivity can quite often be the best thing in the world of business, and even sometimes in personal relationships. All right, so those are some pros and cons with regards to the point that patience is not always a virtue. Let's get into some cons, shall we? Saying no, patience is always a virtue. Okay. Patience allows time for reflection and consideration, leading to more thoughtful and more informed decisions. It helps individuals avoid impulsive reactions that they might regret later. Reduced stress and conflict. Patience can help in managing stress and reducing conflicts. By not rushing through situations or pressuring others, it promotes a more harmonious environment and better relationships. Let's tackle both of those. Patience allows time for reflection and consideration. I mean, that can be true when you're the one taking action, but quite often, patience is not employed in your own behavior, but in how you react to the behavior of others. Does that make sense, Natch? Like, how much patience do you have to have with yourself in contrast to how much patience you have to have with me as a person who works in the same room as you? Oh, or with Mrs. Natch or the baby Natches? Oh, they're not ready yet. We have to go. No. Patience is, I would argue, 90% of the time we employ patience. We employ it to deal with the actions of others, not the actions of ourselves. And the next, in terms of reduction in conflict and managing one's own stress, I think, you know, it can be a good point that patience can be applicable to managing stress, but up to a certain point, because having to employ an excess of patience can actually lead to stress. God, we're going to be late here. We're not going to get there on time. And then reducing conflicts. I would argue that if you're too patient in addressing conflicts, all you're doing is pushing that stress further down the road. Next, it builds character and endurance. The practice of patience is often associated with developing resilience and endurance. It teaches individuals to handle discomfort and delay gratification, which are valuable skills in both personal and professional life. Absolutely. But as with all skills in our lives, we have to know when to properly employ it and up to what point our patience is being taken to taken advantage of, right? I would argue. Final point here in the con column. It enhances appreciation and satisfaction. Patience can enhance one's appreciation of the process and increase satisfaction with the outcomes. In contexts ranging from crafting a work of art to building a business or nurturing a relationship, patience often enriches the journey and deepens the reward. Now here, however, I can agree. You know, and I think that plays out when you look at media distribution, for example. I feel much more excited about the weekly release of an episode than I do about a dump of 20 episodes all at once. Anticipation does lead to greater satisfaction and more of a community experience, I tend to believe. Yeah, however, how satisfied are you? How much do you appreciate it when you're constantly having to appeal to your own patience? You know, when you're constantly having to wait and wait and wait, when you're simply moving at a different rhythm. Interesting question, right? There are a lot of pros and cons to this one. That's why instead of deciding this myself, I throw the question to our wonderful audience here joining us, the Bohemians joining us in twitch.tv/professionalbohemian to hopefully give us an answer. Patience is not always a virtue. I've highlighted a bunch of reasons. Now, the question is, the The unpopular opinion is not patience is not a virtue. The unpopular opinion is patience is not always a virtue. And I think I've done my part in this process to identify those occasions where it is not. Let's see what you think. Woo! Natch, going deep into the sales tactics. Have I swayed you at all with this one, Natch?
No, not really.
Well, I don't know, eh? I heard the nyeh. There's a little bit to take into consideration. Even the one and only Oracle, whose beliefs are setting stone, falters a little bit at the line. Let's see what you guys think. Patience is not only a virtue. I will post a link to the poll in the chat, and you will tell me, my friends. You will tell me. Okay, don't forget, I'll be back in 4 minutes, but also at 6 p.m. this evening with a Probo Show After Dark. Guys, so many things you could have been doing on this beautiful Monday morning. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and boy, it means the world. See you in a second. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show on this fine, fine Monday morning. Here we are. I could have done a better intro, no, Natch. Here we are. Here we are at 9 a.m. Central European time. A lot of you right now sat in an office lamenting the week ahead, but fear not, my friends. Here we are every single day with a fresh Probo Show episode. If you're a podcast listener, you won't miss a beat. But during the week, we'll have two Probo Show After Darks. That's tonight and Wednesday at 6 p.m. So don't miss those. They're usually a lot of fun, usually a little more relaxed, you know. They are, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, sans the Natch. We do miss the Natch. We miss the Natch, too. You get spoken about on the Probo Show After Darks all the time, Natch. And sometimes it's even nice. All right, let's take a look at what we saw just before the break. We looked at a new chip, a light-based chip, that instead of using electricity to process information, it uses light. And it could be 1,000 times more effective than NVIDIA's high-performance or most high-performing chip, which is unbelievable. We looked at how sleep, more than just helping tissue growth, processing the day's events, also has a physical function of flushing the brain of unwanted desechos, junk. Incredible stuff. And then finally, a major US state, namely California, managed to use renewable sources of energy for 25 out of 32 days. Incredible stuff. Olé, California, we support you. Great stuff. And then we went into today's unpopular opinion. We went through some pros and cons. Patience is not always a virtue. Natch, I'm taking it here that you find it very annoying when someone's impatient, right? It's like, ugh, come on.
Yes.
I think that's very common among, I don't want to make any sweeping generalizations, because I also know impatient Spanish people. But I think it's very common among Spanish people. It's one of the things that I really like about Spain, is that, you know, you guys do, that you don't kind of look at time the way we English speakers do. You know, you're a lot more flexible. And when you move, when I think about my South American friends, my God, time, the idea of meeting at a place is a suggestion. At least a Spanish person will arrive within 30 minutes of the meeting time. I have a friend, JC, who will just arrive whenever the hell he wants. Hey, do you want to meet? Do you want to meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock? Like at 3, he shuts up. Yeah, I'm not sure that's. Look, that might again be a sweeping generalization, but it's one of the things I admire about Spanish people is that they're not so het up or angry or emotional when it comes to to employing patience. However, as I've admitted here on the show, I'm not the most patient of people. In fact, I got one message, one of many messages from from Oscar Vicente, who says, do you have any of this at all? Do you have any patience, Rob? I'm going to be honest with you. No, I don't. Oh, God. It's just like I tend to atomize my date by the millisecond, Natch. So when something is delayed, even by 10 minutes, I just, you know, I start to go crazy. If I look at my own schedule and I think I can't manage to do something, I start getting anxious. I don't know if that's my British upbringing or what, but yeah, I'm not very patient to reply to your message there, Oscar. Nessa said, I think patience is a virtue. When you play it along with common sense, I believe you must be patient until it becomes clear that the situation is going nowhere. Then action must be taken. It's a very fine line, though, isn't it? It's a very fine line. How do you know when you've employed too much patience? You know, I don't think I'm equipped with being able to properly answer that question, you know. Other messages I received, Raj wrote to us again, there's much to be said for the wisdom of taking your time. History shows us that rash actions lead to unintended consequences. Okay, Raj, I get that. I don't necessarily see the direct link between rashness, which is making a hurried and often not very good decision, with employing patience. I'm an impatient man, but I do take my time over decisions, obviously when there is no time limit to that decision being made. So I don't directly see the correlation between rashness and impatience. I mean, I suppose it happens. It's not the case with me, personally. Ella says, look, I get the whole patience is a virtue thing, but if you're not moving fast, you're falling behind. I like that hustle, Ella. Tina says, honestly, waiting around isn't always the answer, especially when it comes to certain issues. That's from Tina. And Mike finally says, patience can be crucial in understanding others and building strong relationships, but I see its limits too. Thank you. Thank you, guys. A lot of messages from the live audience today. Pedro's written quite a lot here. Let's get into it. I agree with the unpopular opinion. Some decisions we make in life require a certain dose of patience, but also resolution and energy. Waiting too long in the name of patience might worsen a situation that could have been confronted earlier. Oh, amen to this, Pedro. You know, how often, oh, I'm just going to say, you know, I'm sure they can change. This person can change. And you're just employing patience for no good reason. I mean, yeah, inaction and patience, I guess, for the want of a better word, can leave you stuck in some horrible situations. Yeah. Pedro continues. However, I believe patience actually does work in the benefit of yourself if you apply that in relation to something you cannot influence with your actions. Wisdom lies in discerning where to employ patience and where to apply a more resolute approach. I usually mix it up a lot. Yeah, me too. Me too. And I think that's the key. We tend to think of patience as this unquestionable virtue, but there are certainly times in our lives, right? There are certainly times in our lives that we can point to and wish, oh man, I wish I hadn't just waited. I wish I'd have done that sooner. Have you ever said that to yourself? Oh, I wish I'd have done that sooner. I wish I hadn't been so patient. Well, then you should have voted true, because whereas maybe 9 out of 10 times patience could be a virtue, there is still that tenth. And the question for today's unpopular opinion was, patience is not always a virtue. Interesting stuff there from Pedro. I missed Rob on the ad about Richard's team. The best show on the radio. Thank you, Pedro. Can we get a promo approved for Pedro?
Best promo approved.
Best show on the radio. I appreciate those words so much, my friend. Thank you. Agreed to the bridge. Thank you. No, Natch, I didn't have to read that. But I did. Just as a self-promotion within my own show. There you go. Typing while driving, Pedro. Maybe that's why. There are a few places. This is from the bridge. There are very few places, or none, where all options are welcome and respect is the key. It's beautifully refreshing. Exactly. That's the idea of this show. We can express our opinions in a non-judgmental way. you know, occasionally I do, I am a little glib for the the employment of a little comedy, friends. But, you know, I truly believe that, you know. I think we put, as a society, too much weight on a single person's opinion, you know. Quite often, you know, in aggregate, we're all more similar than we are different. After dark, will you have to start? You should have started at 10 p.m. Yeah, I know. After dark is just to say the afternoon. My bad. Sorry, Sam. All right. Anyway, I believe Hitler was a bit too. We showed a bit too much patience. Yeah, maybe that could be. To be patient when there is nothing you can do is a waste of energy. Like when you are stuck in a traffic jam, there is nothing you can do. So better to relax, as Sam. All right, should we see how people voted, Natch? All right, so I made the statement that patience is not only a virtue, and you guys said 60% true. Very good. Yeah, I agree. 60% true. I find it hard to square with myself that patience is always a virtue. 100% of the time. No. Always. Patience always leads to the best possible outcome. I mean, look, if you choose to live your life that way, that's fine, man. Hell, there's certainly, as far as I'm concerned, no bad way or incorrect way to lead a life. But for me, yeah, I have to use my discernment. Sometimes it's time for action. Sometimes waiting around when something bumps up against my my philosophy, my own personal philosophy, I will take action and I won't be patient and I will stand up and I will say something. However, the trick, as mentioned by Pedro before, is not understanding that patience is not always a virtue. I think most of us, at least 60% of us, realize that, is when to employ more rational decision making, when to become more pragmatic, when to realize, when to identify, well, this is the moment I take action and this is not. That's the trick, right, friends? I mean, if we all knew the answer to that question, there'd be no more personal conflicts. Perhaps we'd experience a little bit more peace than we do in the modern day. But sadly, that's one of the things we're all working on, right? As I am working on my impatience. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that, right, Natch? He'd say, yeah, no, that's just an opinion, Rob. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink, including yours. Let's move on to today's 100 humans. Whoop. All right, it's 100 humans time, friend. On the way to work this morning on the bus, just so happened I came across 100 people. And I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something people have to wait for. Oh no, sorry, there's no more. Name something people have to wait for. Nombra algo por lo que la gente tiene que esperar. An easy one today. Name something people have to wait for. It's that expression, all good things come to those who wait. I am a little disturbed by the fact that not one of the 100 humans, Natch, said the Probo Show. Not one of them. Come on. All good things to those who wait. Yeah, not one of them, but there you go. Whatever. I'm not going to take it personally. I do have 7 answers here, though. Your job in the audience is to identify those top 7 answers. Let's see how you do. First of all, we go to the Natch. Natch, name something that people have to wait for.
Public transport.
Bunch of people agreed with you, Natch. A lot of people on Instagram. I won't read every single name, so sorry, guys. Carmen, Vero, Nessa, Ana Casan, Materia Oscura, Juan Carlos Vera, Chicala Secunda, Fila, Fabian, Raz, Rafelka, Izzy, Pedro. I'm going to stop there. A lot of you wrote in today. Okay, a few people agreed with you. Izzy said public transport. Is public transport there? I would say more commonly, more prescient in the public imagination for me is waiting for a bus, you know. You just sat there waiting for the bus. I'm waiting for the bus. And for some reason, I don't know, no other form of public transport hits me in the feels like bus does. But is bus there? Public transport? Transporte público? Yes, it is. Well done. Because I asked them on the bus, Natch, they said bus. But they would have said public transport, I'm sure. Autobus. It's there. And it's the number one answer. We sent Natch for a spiritual awakening, and his mojo is on point. Public transport, bus, it's there. 49 of the 100 humans said the bus. All right, let's see. At the cinema or a theatre? At the cinema or a theatre, says Vero. It's a good answer, but it's not really there. It's not really there. Sorry. Yeah. Let's see. A queue, says Pedro. Well, a queue is what you wait in rather than wait for, I would say. Yeah, I would say a queue you wait in rather than wait for. Either way, it's not there. Sorry, Pedro. Sam says client support. You have to wait for customer services. You're on the phone. And they're just going to put on some hold music. Pam pa pam pa pam pa pam pa pam pam. Oh, is it there though? Good answer. Is it there? No, it's not. Jeez Louise. Sam does say doctors. Annika San says a doctor's appointment. Nessa always also says doctor's appointment. Medical or doctor appointment, says Raz, aka Rosa. Is an appointment there? An appointment, una cita, cita medica or cita de cualquiera. Is an appointment there? Yes, it is. Well done. See, this is what happens, you see. They play the 100 humans and they get exponentially sexier for every correct answer. Well done to you. Appointment is there on all of you online who said that. Okay. Let's continue. Let's turn our attention to the chat. I see they're turning the queue here. Bureaucracy, says Rafelka. Wow, yeah. A table in a bar or on a sunny Sunday, I imagine on a terrace. It's from La Chica de la Segunda Fila. A table at a bar? More than a table at a bar, Natch. Imagine you've ordered. You know, I tell you what, I'm going to, Materia Oscura says food. Is food there? Do we mash together Raz and Materia Oscura on Instagram and say food? Why not? It's there. Well done, food. You do indeed have to wait for food. We've got bus, food and an appointment identified. Well done. What else do we have? A good meal, says Juan Carlos Vera as well. Yeah, totally. Annika San said doctor's appointments. Seems like a lot of people said doctor appointment. Theatre or cinema, said Vero. Cues. Leo here says a paycheck. You have to wait for your wage. Well, you only get it once a month, sadly, and you have to wait for it. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. I've got to be honest, when I came up with a question this morning and asking, I didn't expect paycheck to be as popular as it is. Third place, 15 of 100 humans. I guess because it's the middle of the month, you know. Don't we all feel that little tightening of the purse springs? Purse strings, sorry, around this time of the month. All right, more answers. Deliveries, says Vero. Deliveries. You have to wait for a delivery. It's a great answer. It's a great answer, especially in the day now of online shopping, right? What I will ask you is, what might make a delivery arrive late? Or what might make you arrive late to work in the morning if there is a lot of this? That is there. That is there, my friends. Deliveries, sadly, though, is not. It's a great answer. So what might make you, or a delivery for that matter, arrive late? Do you know the answer, Natch?
Traffic jams.
Traffic jams. Atascos. Traffic. Traffico. Atasco. It's there. Well done, Natch. My God, he's on fire. He's on fire. Normally, I've drunk three of these before we even start the show. And no, it's not vodka. What is it, Natch?
Coffee.
Coffee. Well done, Natch. You're on fire. Our man is on fire. That's why he's hands down beating our audience this morning. He's on fire. Let's see what else people said on Instagram. Time. You have to wait for time. A very literal answer by Fabian there. Well done. It's not there, though, sadly. Not there. A lot of great answers. But only one person, our very own Raj, who writes to us all the time, identified correctly the final answer here. It's a little... Let's see if anyone else can get it. It's a little box that plays bad music that transports you vertically. It's not an aeroplane. What is it, Natch?
The elevator.
The elevator ascensor is there. Well done, my friend. Jeez Louise, you killed it. And I'm going to declare Natch the winner on that one. Come on. Come on. All right. A lift, says Vero. Well done. Well done to you as well. All right. So I asked 100 humans to name something people have to wait for. Nombra algo porque la gente tiene que esperar. The answers are as follows. In position number
7,
we had coffee, café. 4 of 100 humans said you have to wait for a coffee. In position number
6,
an elevator. You have to wait for an elevator, a lift, un ascensor. In position number
5,
traffic. You have to wait. Again, I would say you have to wait in traffic, just like with a queue. But the 100 humans, you know, I'm not going to argue with them. They said four of them said traffic in fifth place. In position number
4,
an appointment, una cita, whether that's the doctor's, a cita medica, or whatever, an appointment. In position number
3,
a paycheck. Cheque de pago? Salario? You have to wait for your salary. Yeah, okay. 15 of 100 humans said that's in third place. Well done to you guys. Elevator, said Sam in the chat, and bus. All of those are there. Well done to you guys. In position number
2,
we had food. You have to wait for some good food. Unless you just get the frozen kind. 3 minutes. Anyone has that amount of patience, don't they? We did some batch cooking this weekend, Natch. Yeah. So I've got chicken, rice, and broccoli, basically until the day I die. And finally, the number
1
answer is bus. Well done to Natch. And well done to all of you who correctly identified public transport. I think it was just Natch and Izzy on Instagram. All right, let's get into today's Complete the News.
Complete the News!
Okay, it's time for Complete the News, my friends. Today's news source is Japan Today. I believe it's japantoday.com. Okay, I'm going to give you a real news headline, un titular, but I will leave out some important information. Your job in the chat is to identify the missing information with the three options I give you, A, B, or C. So let's get into it. Okay, here we go. Man arrested after pressing blank against a water faucet in Tokyo Park. A man arrested after pressing blank against a water faucet in Tokyo Park. Keep it clean, guys. Hombre arrestado, would you say arrested? Yeah. Hombre arrestado después de presionar blank contra un grifo de agua en un parque de Tokyo. But what is it? Is it A, his naked butt? His butt desnudo. You know what a butt is by this point. Come on. I don't know which of the words I can use in Spanish. Which of them are really bad, so deal with it. His naked butt. Is it B, an octopus? Pulpo. Or is it C, his forehead? Su frente, his forehead. A, B, or C? A man arrested after pressing blank against a water faucet in a Tokyo park. Is it A, his butt trasero? Desnudo. You know, his butt. His naked butt. Is it B, an octopus, a pulpo? Or is it C, his forehead, his frente? Which ones are the product of the elves? Twisted imagination. Which ones is true? Is it A, B, or C? What do you think, Natch?
B.
You think B, octopus? Natch been watching too much anime or manga. Yeah, I see. I know they like to use tentacles in that thing. It's good. Whatever. Is it A, B, or C? So Natch says B. The audience seem to be settling on B as an answer as well. Is this an unlikely win for Rob? For the bald man? Ooh, it's a tie between B and A. I think given that the consensus arrived on B first, we'll go for B. Natch and the audience can share. Okay, let's find out. So a man, he pressed something against a water faucet in Tokyo Park. A man arrested after pressing... He was A, his naked butt. Actually, I'm seeing the fourth answer is from Vero. She changed her mind. She says, being honest, A. The bridge said A as well. We got to give it to the chat, Natch. Sorry, man. Got to give it to the chat. Well done, guys. In Tokyo, a 56-year-old self-employed man was arrested for public indecency and property damage. Jeez. Was on this guy's butt. After engaging in a bizarre act at a park, according to a report, he pressed his naked buttocks against a drinking water faucet at around 2:20 a.m. You know, cleanliness, Natch, cleanliness, next to godliness, apparently. So, you know, maybe the authorities weren't too happy, but, you know, at least he's got a clean little eye, as you would say in Spanish. All right, friends. Well, look, we've covered so much. Don't forget, I'll be back tonight at 6 p.m. with the Probo Show After Dark. Sadly, those shows without the Natch, but we do tend to have a lot of fun, so see me there. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning to start your amazing week, but instead of doing those things, you, my friends, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.